Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the prophetic experience, where the word of the Lord comes alive, with nationally known prophet Laron Matthews. Prophet Matthews has prophesied to Kurt Franklin, Ty Trabet, Bishop Rance Allen, many world leaders, just to name a few, and he welcomes the international world and families to his ministry. He recognized the pains, hurts, disappointment, and needs of the people through love, faith, prayer, and communication. God has anointed Prophet Matthews to be able to meet the challenges of a generation and people searching for an authentic message that reaches a pressure-filled life with the strength of God's love for them. Sit back, relax, and enjoy the service. God bless you.
Recording started.
Good evening, good evening, my brothers and sisters. Welcome to another Monday night prayer where the word of the Lord comes alive. I stopped by to encourage someone on tonight with Deuteronomy 30, 19, and 20. I call heaven and earth, record this day against you that you have set before you life and death, blessing and cursing. Therefore, choose life, that both thou and thy seed may live. Thou mayest love the Lord thy God, and thou mayest obey his voice, thou mayest cleave unto him, for he is thy life, and that the length of thy days, and that mayest dwell in the land which the Lord swears unto thy father, to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, to give to them. So we just come to just praise the Lord tonight, magnify the Lord tonight, because his word is worthy to be praised. He's not a man shall lie, neither son of man need to repent. So get ready to hear a word from the Lord. Open up your ears to hear, your heart to receive what the Lord has for you, you and you. So get ready for your breakthrough. God love you and I love you.
Good evening. Scripture reading will be taken from Psalms chapter 31, verses 1 through 5. O Lord, I have come to you for protection. Don't let me be disgraced. Save me, for you do what is right. Turn your ear to listen to me. Rescue me quickly. Be my rock of protection, a fortress where I will be safe. You are my rock and my fortress. For the honor of your name, lead me out of this danger. Pull me from the trap my enemies set for me, for I find protection in you alone. I entrust my spirit into your hand. Rescue me, Lord, for you are a faithful God. May God add a blessing through the readers, hearers, and doers of his word. Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. We just come to lift him up tonight. We just come to magnify his name tonight. He is worthy to be praised. In the midst of storms, he's still faithful. He's still wonderful. He's still awesome. He's still amazing. He's still blameless. So we just come to bless his name tonight. His word says, if he be lifted up, he will draw all men unto him. So we come to praise him for his drawing power, his wonder-working power. Moving in this hour, may he be continually glorified. And we just say, thank you, Lord. We come to thank you how you got us all through the day, that we was blessed going out and blessed coming in, that we are the head and not the tail, that we are above and not beneath, that we are more than conquerors. We are the great I am that I am, whatever we need you for, we say thank you. Oh, we come to bless your name tonight, Lord God. We come lift up all the sick and the shut in tonight, Father God. We ask you to go house to house tonight. You do house calls. Heal and deliver and set them free in the mighty name of Jesus. Stop by the hospitals and do a shonda for them. Do a turnaround with their health, for you will get all the glory, Father God. And we say thank you. Oh, we come to bless your name, Father God. We come to apply your word, Lord God, because with your word, there's no side effects. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. And your word said, by your stripes we are healed. Healing is the children's bread. Healing belongs to us on this side, because there's no sickness in heaven. And we say thank you. Oh, we come to bless your name tonight, Lord God. We thank you for the visionary of this line, Father God. Continue to pour back into him as he pour out to your people, Lord God. Strengthen him, Lord God. in the mighty name of Jesus. Cover the whole entire Matthew family, Father God. Keep your arms around them in the mighty name of Jesus. And we give you the praise. We give you the glory. Lift up Mother Sydney and her entire family, Father God. Continue to heal and deliver and set free, Lord God. In the mighty name of Jesus. Do a new thing in them, through them, for them, and around them. In the mighty name of Jesus. And we come to bless your name tonight, Lord God. We lift up all our children, grandchildren, and great-grandchildren to you tonight, Father God. Be a fence around them, Father God. Keep them from seen and unseen dangers. Keep them from seen and unseen sickness in the mighty name of Jesus. And we give you the praise. We give you the glory. We lift up that one with lupus tonight, Father God. Strengthen their bodies, Father God. Strengthen their immune system, their muscles, their joints right now in the mighty name of Jesus. You are the healer, Lord God. In the mighty name of Jesus. Mark 11 says, speak to the mountain. Lupus is a mountain. And we speak to it right now and command that body to line up with the word of God. Strengthen their muscles, their joints right now in the mighty name of Jesus. And we give you the praise. We give you the glory. We come pleading the blood of Jesus over this line tonight to drive off every spirit that's not of the Holy Spirit and welcome the Holy Spirit to rule and reign, because we're not fighting against flesh and blood, but principalities in high places. So we just come to thank him tonight for breakthroughs. Breakthroughs in every area of our life, that our bodies are getting stronger and not weaker. Our minds are getting stronger and not weaker. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. He's ordering our footsteps daily. He's daily loading us with benefits, and we say thank you. Oh, we come to bless your name tonight, Lord God. Can't nobody do it like you. Can't nobody do it but you. And we say thank you. We lift up the homeless all over the land. Comfort them and keep them, Lord God, in the mighty name of Jesus. We ask you to touch the hearts of your people that can be a blessing to the homeless, Lord God, in the mighty name of Jesus. They need warm clothes, Father God. They need a roof over their head besides a tent, Father God, on the side of the expressway, Father God. They need roofs, Lord God. And we thank you for doing a new thing for them right now, God. We thank you for opening up doors to the homeless that can't no man close. Closed doors that can't no man open. And we say thank you. We thank you for being our Father who art in heaven. Hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. We come to bless your name that you bring in heaven to earth, healing and delivering your people, Lord God. Healing and delivering your sons and daughters, Lord God. Because you have no grandchildren. You have no nieces and nephews. We are your sons and daughters, and we say thank you. Thank you that your right hand holding us all up. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. And we give you the praise. We give you the glory. Because we will continue to stay focused on the problem solver and not the problem. And we say thank you. We will continuously look to the hills where cometh our help. Our help comes from you. Our strength comes from you. Our peace comes from you. Because you say, my peace I leave with you. My peace I give to you. Not as the world give it to us. Let our hearts not be troubled, neither be afraid. So we thank you for peace that passeth all understanding. We just come to bless your name tonight, Father God. Because we are nothing without you. We can do absolutely nothing without you, but we can do all things through Christ that strengthens us. So we thank you for your strength. We thank you as we sleep and slumber tonight, how you're going to sustain us and keep us, Lord God. And we just come to bless your name. We just come to magnify your name. In the mighty name of Jesus, have your way on this line. Stop by the nursing homes on tonight, Lord God. Heal and deliver in the nursing homes on tonight. Go from room to room and floor to floor in the nursing homes, Lord God. Do a shonda for them. Do a turnaround in their health, and you'll get the glory, Father God. In the name of Jesus. Because the spirit of the living God can go where medicine can't go. The spirit of the living God can go where x-rays can't show. The spirit of God can go to the root of the matter. And we thank you right now that you're cursed at the root for those babies at St. Jude Hospital, Father God. Let their parents be a testimony, Father God, because your word shall be overcome by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony. Let their parents be a testimony how you heal their babies, Lord God, of cancerous tumors, Lord God. in the mighty name of Jesus. And we just come to give you the praise and give you the glory because you're worthy to be praised. In Jesus' precious name I pray. Amen, amen, and hallelujah to the Lamb of God. We love you. We need you. We absolutely nothing without you. Have your way, Lord.
Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to your name, Father. We bless you on today, Father God, and we praise you, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. We thank you, God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, for allowing us, Father God, glory, hallelujah, to come on this line one more time, Father God, glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, we give you glory, give you praise, Father God, glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, we thank you, God, for how you kept us all throughout the day, Father God, glory, hallelujah, up until this point, Father God, when the enemy was rolling to and fro, Father God, glory, hallelujah, from hell to earth, back and forth, seeking whom he can devour, Father God, glory, hallelujah. You kept your hand upon us, Father God, hallelujah. And we just give you glory and honor, hallelujah, for you keeping us, your people safe, Father God, glory, hallelujah. We thank you, God, glory, hallelujah, that you are so mindful of us. Father God, glory, hallelujah. We thank you for how you sit high and you look low, Father God, and you know all that we're dealing with down here, Father God. So I pray right now, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, Father God, that each and every person under the sound of my voice, Father God, that you will move mightily in their lives, Father God, glory, hallelujah, moving by your spirit, Father God, glory, hallelujah, oh God, turning things around for them, Father God, glory, hallelujah, for what the enemy meant for their bad, Father God, I thank you that you're turning it around for each of our good, Father God, glory, hallelujah, I thank you, God, that when the enemy comes in like a flood, you raise up a standard against them, Father God, glory, hallelujah, I thank you, God, glory, hallelujah, that all things work together for the good of those who love you, Father God, and are the cause according to your purpose, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. I thank you, God, for victory, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. In each and every one of your children's lives, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. In each and every situation and circumstance, Father God. I thank you, God, that you already worked it out, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. I thank you, God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, that you are our refuge, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. I thank you, God, that you are our mighty battle axe, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. I thank you, God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, that all we've got to do, Father God, is continue to praise you, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, hallelujah. Praise our way through, Father God. Glory to your name, Father God. I thank you, God. Hallelujah. Oh, God, that all we got to do is continue to seek you, Father God. Seek you first, the kingdom of heaven and its righteousness. And all these things will be added unto us, Father God. Glory to your name, Father God. Hallelujah. So, Father God, strengthen us, your people, on today. Father God, glory, hallelujah. Give us strength, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, to keep on keeping on, Father God, and keep on moving and keep on practicing, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, catapult our faith, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, to new levels and new dimensions in you, Father God. Glory to your name, Father God. Help us, Father God, to trust you all the more, Father God, no matter what we see, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, help us to look through our spiritual lenses, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. And stand on your word, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, hallelujah. Oh, God, hallelujah. Stand on your word. Oh, God, hallelujah, and believe you, Father God, glory, hallelujah. Believe, oh, God, glory, hallelujah, that you are the great I am, Father God, glory, hallelujah. Believe, Father God, glory, hallelujah, oh, God, that you're going to bring us out, Father God, glory, hallelujah. Believe, oh, God, glory, hallelujah, oh, God, hallelujah, that you are the way maker, oh, God, glory, hallelujah. Believe, oh, God, that you are the miracle worker, Father God, glory, hallelujah. Believe, Father God, glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, that you are the keeper of lost causes, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. In those situations that come into our lives, Father God, where we don't see a way out, Father God, when we feel hopeless, Father God, and helpless, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, help us to lean on you, Father God. Help us to stand on Christ, the solid rock. Oh, God, glory, hallelujah. Help us to plant our feet, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, hallelujah. And be unmovable and unshakable, Father God, in this hour, Father God. Glory to your name, Father God. Hallelujah. Oh, God, and keep on pressing towards the mark of the high calling, which is in Christ Jesus, oh, God. Don't allow us to take down, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Don't allow us to fall down, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. But, Father God, hallelujah, help us, oh, God. Glory, hallelujah, to be strengthened in you, Father God. When we feel weak, oh, God,
Hallelujah. Help us to press in all the more, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. And pull in your strength, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. And we just want to thank you, God. We just want to praise you, God. Glory, hallelujah. Now, Father God, glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, hallelujah. I loose the fruit of the Spirit upon your people on this line and your people everywhere. Oh, God, I loose love, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. And I cancel faith, Father God. In the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God. I lose joy, Father God. Hallelujah. And I cancel sadness, Father God. In the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. I lose peace, Father God. And I cancel chaos, Father God. In the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. Glory, hallelujah. And Father God, I lose patience, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. And I cancel impatience, Father God. In the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. I lose kindness, oh God. And cancel evil. In the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, God, hallelujah. I lose your goodness, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. And cancel wickedness, Father God. In the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God. I lose, Father God, faithfulness, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. And cancel disloyalty, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Father God, I lose gentleness, Father God. And cancel hardness, Father God. In the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. I lose self-control, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. And cancel disorderliness, Father God. In the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God. And I just thank you, God. Hallelujah, for what you're doing right now. I thank you, God, for opening up the wealth portals for your people, Father God, right now, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. I thank you, God, for the increase, oh, God. Hallelujah, that you're sending to your people, Father God. Glory to your name, Father God. Hallelujah. And, God, we just bless your holy name, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Now, Father God, help us to obey you, Father God, in this hour, Father God. Glory to your name, Father God. Help us, oh, God, to maintain a due right spirit, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God, because you said in your word, if we're willing and obedient, we will eat the good of the land, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. And I thank you, God, that everything, oh God, hallelujah, that we believe in you to do, Father God. Glory, hallelujah, is possible with you, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Everything is accessible to us right now. Every blessing, oh God. Glory, hallelujah. The miracle healings, Father God, is accessible to us right now, Father God. We can attain it, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. We can obtain the victory, Father God, because you created us for victory, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, so help us, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Help us, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. To keep our mind stayed on you, Father God, because you said in your word that you would keep those in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on you, Father God. So we just giving you praise, oh, God. We giving you glory, Father God. Hallelujah, for what you're doing for us right now, Father God, and how you just shift in the atmosphere, Father God. Glory, hallelujah, of your people, Father God, for how you turning things around right now, Father God, for how you overturning, Father God. Glory, hallelujah, sanctions, oh God, from the enemy, Father God, against your people, Father God, for how you overturning verdicts, oh God, from the enemy, Father God, against your people, Father God. And we just bless your holy name, oh God, hallelujah. Oh, God, for keeping watch over us, Father God. And, Father God, even as the word comes forth on tonight, Father God, glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, allow us, Father God, glory, hallelujah, to receive that word, Father God, and apply it to our lives, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, somebody came on here, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, seeking an answer from you, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, allow them to get the answer, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Somebody came on here for a breakthrough, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, let them receive their breakthrough on tonight, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Somebody needs deliverance, Father God. Help them to be delivered on tonight, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, we just praise you and we bless you. Oh, God, and we give you the glory and we give you the honor. We thank you, God, for all the leaders on this line. We thank you for our leader, Dr. Laron Matthews, on tonight, Father God. Strengthen him, oh, God, on tonight, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. And, Father God, use him for your glory like never before, Father God. And we just bless you, God, for you just covering him and keeping him in perfect peace and safety, Father God. Place a shield of protection all around him and around his family, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God. And we just thank you, God. And we praise you, God, and we bless you, God, and for each and every leader, Father God, covers them and their families as well. Oh, God, glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, we give you praise and we give you glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, and bless them beyond measure, Father God. Bless your people beyond measure in this hour, Father God. Glory, hallelujah, as they continue, as we all continue to seek you, Father God. Glory, hallelujah, like never before. And we just thank you, God, that all backlash and retaliation is going back to the pit of hell right now in the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God. We give you glory and we give you honor, Father God. Hallelujah. And, Father God, pour back the virtue, Father God. Glory, hallelujah, into Mother Gwynny, Father God, even as she poured out on tonight, Father God. And we just give you the glory and the praise. And it's in Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Glory to your name.
Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Ministries and LaRon Matthews Ministries presents the Family Values Conference 2022.
Family Values Conference 2022.
And the 55th birthday celebration for Dr. LaRon Matthews, Ph.D. October 28th through 30th, 2022 at RFPIM, 231 East 146th Street, Harvey, Illinois.
This year's theme,
Excelling the Family for the Kingdom Purpose. Family Values Conference 2022. Your MC, Brother Norris Thompson, radio personality at Rejoice 102.3 FM, WYCA, Chicago, Illinois. It kicks off Friday night, October 28th at 7 p.m. Pastor Eugene Fierce Jr., Redeem Enrichment Ministries, Joliet, Illinois, October 29th, 2022. Saturday morning, The Workshop. It begins at 10 a.m. until noon. Backed by popular demand, Bishop Jesse M. Williams Jr., Deliverance Center Church, Chicago, Illinois. Saturday night at 7 p.m., Evangelist Ellen Allen, New Bethel Bountiful Blessings Ministry, Toledo, Ohio, Sunday morning, October 30th, 2022, at 11 a.m., A Time of Reflections, Apostle Greg Jacobs, Greg Jacobs Ministries, Chicago, Illinois, Bishop Kenneth Franklin, Christ for Everyone Ministries, Incorporated, Chicago Heights, Illinois, Apostle Maurice and Prophetess Eugenie Simmons, Restoration and Truth Ministries, Newport News, Virginia. For more information, call 877-912-2027 or 708-825-1988. Or email us at LaRonMatthewsMinistries@gmail.com. That's LaRonMatthewsMinistries@gmail.com. No registration fee. Everyone is welcome. October 28th through 30th, 2022. The Family Values Conference at RFPIM, 231 East 146th Street, Harvey, Illinois. We welcome you and we'll see you there.
That steals my voice, the confusion that arrests my life, so I can't even make a choice. Life seems so loud, I've been too proud. So Lord, what do I do? I just need a word from you. Oh, I need a word. Tell me which way to turn. I need a word. Tell me which way I should go. Darken my day. My family is in need, and I just can't seem to make a way. Oh, life seems so loud, I've been too proud, but I'm asking you now, Lord, send the word from you. I need the word. Tell me which way to turn. I need a word. Tell me which way I should go. God, oh, stand still
I need your word. No weapon formed against me shall be able to prosper. Triumph the Lord. Let me hear.
God bless you and top of the day to you. I welcome you today to another prophetic experience teaching time where the word of the Lord comes alive. Wow. I am yours truly, prophet and teacher Lorraine Matthews, the senior pastor of Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Ministry, located in the city of Harvey, Illinois, 231 East, 146th Street, in the city that's rising to the occasion. How many know everyone need a prophet in their life? So we bless the Lord for you and you that are joining us from far and near, from parts of the continent. We are welcoming you and thanking you for joining us on this day, for being part of a treat tonight. We call it a treat from the Lord. And I bless the Lord for those who are partnering with us and covenant with us, those who are connecting with us. First time connection with us. We bless the Lord for you and you on today. And certainly you and you as well. We bless the Lord. Thank God for the saints of God. Well, please govern yourself accordingly. I don't know. Announcements that we've given. Certainly we want to make sure you all are part of the 11th year Family Value Conference 2022. 11 years and the countdown is on. 11 years and counting. We bless the Lord for you, and please invite others to come to join us tonight. We have quite a few people on tonight, but we want to make it a treat tonight, because I believe that anytime you're being blessed, you want to share the good news of Jesus Christ with the world, with the believers, with those who are connecting with us and those who are listening in. Always good to have those of you who are being introduced to something great, to always be part of the greatness of God and all that the Lord is doing for many of us. So we bless the Lord for your participation on today. I want to take this time to thank you, intercessors and prayer warriors and kingdom leaders, those who came to exhort us through the scripture and pray. Bless the Lord for you and you on today. I certainly thank God for who you are in the kingdom of God. And I always say, I don't take it lightly, your position in the kingdom and who you are to the kingdom of God. So we bless the Lord for you on today. Many times it had not been for great men and women of God that the Lord will put in our path, we couldn't do what we do, because it takes good people like yourself to be in position to connect with us, to be part of what the Lord is doing. And certainly I honor God for your supporting the prayers on today. All right, I want to talk about the vision. Well, actually, I want to prepare you for our Lifeline Conference today, our Family Value Conference, our Lifeline Conference next year in 2023. But we want to prepare you for our Family Value Conference 2022. We're just right around the corner from a great time in the land and a great move in the earth land. And I tell you, it's powerful how God can work things out in such a powerful way. And I want to talk about that a little bit, too. Because I want to show the world how powerful God is against all the odds. Now, think about this. Against all odds that are against us. And look how everything is working in our favor. Yet, the church world has not received it yet. The church world, we're talking about the ones who are what we call the powerhouses of the church. They have not received yet what is happening in the land and what's going on right around them. We're in a masterpiece of a time. Things are being opened to us in such a gigantuan way. You have to look. If you sleep on this one, you will miss it. And I want to say this before I talk about the vision of the prophetic conference, because we might shift the line the way I flow from a Cairo standpoint. Anyone listening, all you listening, if you miss it in this window that we have, I'm talking about a six-month window, you would miss your destiny. And I'm gonna show you how for so many people who are sleeping at a dangerous time, their focus is on fighting what they can't win. You're trying to fight what you can't win. You're fighting something that you can't win. Somebody may be getting deep in the math. Well, I can fight. I can win with the Lord. I said, well, you can't win. I ain't talking about the Lord. Because some of you ain't going to put it in the Lord's hand anyway. That was just an arrogant statement. But you ain't even going to put it in the Lord's hand. So let me be authentic. Some of you are in fights right now, in battles right now, but you really don't want to give up. You want God to come down from heaven and say, you want God to say, Jesus, he's giving you the power in us. It's far greater than the electricity in your wall socket that you look out in the 5G system. There's a power in you that God is giving us the authority to use the power and put it into action. But you have to be able to let go of the corona fear and the people fear. Yeah, get past the corona fear and the people fear. Because what we are seeing right now, the platforms and the arena and the stages are waiting for your sound. They ain't interested in your body. They're waiting for your sound because your body going to make you quit anyway. But your sound has a conversation with eternity. Your body has a conversation with the dust because you're going to go to the dust. Your sound has a conversation with the Lord. And so that's what's important. And many of us right now, we in the greatest wealth transfer that we have ever experienced. But because so many people didn't hear me when I shared it with you a couple of years ago, write a book, write your book, get your business going, get your EIN number, get your business going, get flowing. Everybody sat down and watched somebody else. And then some people got mad and said, well, people are hating on me. I ain't going to do nothing because they're hating on me. Well, you let the one hate on you. People hating on you don't have nothing to do with where you're supposed to be at this very moment in your mathematical equation in life. It has nothing to do with that. Your obedience was a down payment. And your following through put you on payroll. All you have to do is follow through. You see, because the obedience is a down payment. Following through puts you on the payroll of what God wants to do for you right now in the land. There's more land that in America that's waiting for you to tap into investments and opportunities. Some of you didn't do your 501c3. Some of you didn't get your EIN. You waited out the storm. I'm scared because coronavirus may get me. Coronavirus can't get you on your own telephone. If you do, you didn't wipe your cell phone down and you open your mouth. All you have to do is call your state. They'll give you an EIN number and whatever you need. That's just math, simple math. And then look at what we experienced. Some of you can go to Administrator Brian page and pick it up, share it on your page. Let other people be blessed by it on today. Those of you follow now, you're going to be blessed today. I'm blessed. But before I go through all of that and finish that up, I want to prepare you for our Family Value Conference 2022. Friday night, we got Superintendent Eugene Fear from Joliet and his congregation will be coming to be with us Friday night, the 28th. He will be coming in with a word from the Lord, a great kingdom leader, been knowing my family, our families for years and years. Great kingdom leader and man of God, and blessing us with a word from the Lord on that night. Saturday morning, we have our good friend, Pastor Jesse William from Deliverance Center Church, Chicago, 10 a.m. to 12 noon. We'll be having some other things going on at that same time. He'll be coming in to bless our spirit, bless our heart. He should be in the building, in the place to minister word from the Lord for the people of God. On Saturday night, a good mother, a Zion friend, powerful kingdom leader, Mother Ellen Allen, wife of the late Bishop Lance Allen, she'll be in the building and in the house. She'll be ministering a word from the Lord. Her and her team is coming down. So you surely want to be in the building to receive from that powerful vessel. And Mother of God should be there with us Sunday morning. And then dinner we serve. We have a special dinner. Now, this conference does not cost you anything. If you want to buy an ad book, please do that. Reach out to Administrator Rita Bryan for the ads now. So $25 quarter page, half page, and a full page. $100 for a full page. I think it is. Am I right? Administrator Bryan. $50 half page, quarter page. Go ahead, Administrator. Tell them how they can get their ad in the ad book for the conference.
Matthews, if you'd like to show support to Dr. Matthews for his birthday, you can purchase a $5 business card ad, a $50 half page, a $100 full page ad. You can do so, get the information to us by emailing us at LaronMatthewsMinistries@gmail.com. You can text us at 334-440-6152. Or you can call 877-912-2027, or you can call the local ministry at 708-825-1988. These are colored ads. If you need us to create your ad, we'll be happy to do that for you as well. The deadline to turn in the ads is next Monday. It's next Monday, the 24th. That's the deadline. So if we have to set your ad, please let us know so we can have time to do that. God bless you, Dr. Matthews.
Amen. Thank you, Administrator Rita Bryant. Looking to see many of you at Family Value Conference 2020. I'm excited about what the Lord is doing, and we're looking to see you there and you. Therefore, this awesome conference coming up. I'm excited about what the Lord has given us and the mandate on our lives for God's people in this season of ministry. divine connection, man. There's been some divine connection that has been made over the last several weeks and months for us. And we thank God for our divine connection. Many who are joining us from different parts of the United States, thank you for coming in. Also had a chance to connect with over the weekend. We bless the Lord for you, dear, and you on today. We are extremely excited and delighted that you all are part of what the Lord has given us to bless his people and bless the kingdom of God. And so we thank God for the saints on today. Joining us. Tonight is open forum. We do have some questions, but I want to deal with this real quickly because I want people to brace themselves for what is here. It's not coming. It's already here. Sometimes you got to wait for something to come. No, it's already here. We're in a powerful chapter in the land where things are happening right now for many the people of God. So you don't want to be sleeping at a dangerous time. There's many things that are being released now for us to be able to touch, to have, to experience, to connect with, and even to trust the Lord for right now. He's given us more than we are in abundance of things. So the more than enough is here for you, you, and you, and you, and you, and you. You just have to want it bad enough. That's one of bad enough. Especially all that has been released to the people of God and the men and women of God tonight. So we thank God. I want to talk about the vision of the prophetic conference line real quickly, and then we're going to move forward. The vision of the prophetic conference line was birthed from the book of Habakkuk, chapter number 2, verses 1 through 4. He said, I will stand upon my watch. I will set me upon the tower, and I will wait to see what the Lord will say unto me when I am reproved. That means when I am made ready. And he said, write the vision and make it plain upon tables that he may run that readeth it. For the vision is yet for an appointed time. At the end it shall speak and not lie. Though it tarry, wait for it will surely come. The soul which is not upright in him is not upright, but the just shall live by faith. The vision of the prophetic conference line is to communicate the life of the Lord God to his people and change the world with one touching of the dialing of the phone. So during the pandemic time, we were already in position since 2012, 2011. We were already savvy for communication, for the world to touch, for the people to listen in and be blessed by the word of the Lord God. So we were already in position and in place. So when things started coming, we were already ready. So when they told you to go into your houses to sit in and be quiet while the United States government and all the world were meeting to discuss the pandemic for the people and to prepare you for the genocide that's really coming now. But see, the genocide, it was to throw enough fear on the world to make the world go into the house. But guess what the world did? The world went into the club. The church people went into the houses. So between the Bulgarian system of the Jesuit order and the Catholic Church and the 9 high-ranking families of the world, the Rothschild, the Rockefeller, you name them, those ones don't even have nothing to do. Bill Gates don't have nothing to do with that. He doesn't even match up with that level of people. But we're talking about the high-ranking families of the world who dominate the world, what we call the kingdom of God, the kingdom of darkness, those are the ones who sat with the Luciferians and made covenant in the underworld and who was given power to control the media. That's the one we're talking about. They were given power to rule and reign over the media. They were told how to create enough fear in the people to drive them into their houses. They trained the melanated people since the 40s, the 30s. Let me go back to 1912. Slavery was just a sign of it. Kanye West said something, then everybody got mad at him. But they don't understand a prophet. It was about honoring his own country and what he was really prophetically saying about that part. I don't want to say it because then people are going to get mad at me too. But they prepared you for that. Even during the integration, if you understand what was going on in the world, you'll realize that between 1850, so right around 1933, 34, 35, blacks were prospering in the middle of a slave moment in the South, in the colonial South. And they were prospering. They were building their own city, towns, community. They had their own business. They had doctors and lawyers, and they had a banking system. They created their own lottery. They had their own Wall Street, it's called. Wall Street came from the Black Wall Street. So all of these things were done. That's why they hear a lot of history from it, Nofila. So they was preparing you. So when they sent those United States government into Rosewood, Greenwood, into Tulsa, into those great cities that were prospering, and use a woman, like they wanted to use Hillary Clinton as another woman. Thank God she didn't get elected. We all be in trouble. I know somebody don't like that, but it's all coming out now. She was actually sued and made for $8,000, and they shut everything and quieted her down. But anyway, so they prepared you all for this time, and they created the Gregorian calendar specifically for you all, because they know that through you all, you were going to follow, but you don't leave. You're going to follow. You don't leave, so they know you're going to follow. And the ones that are saying they're leaders, they're not leaders. They're part of a secret society that gave them a little power in the lodge and told them you can use only two signals, and those two signals is to tell on each other. And then the rest of the thing, you obey. Like me, I ain't got to use no signal. I ain't got to jump up and down and do no cartwheels. I ain't got to get cancer in my later years for battling to bail and sickness all my life from making deals with the devil, because you know you got to pay a price for that level of being part of that bowing, you know, because you know it's a bow. So you ain't got to sell your soul to the devil. You just have to keep yourself in the presence of the Lord God. And so they prepared you that when 1952 came, Queen Elizabeth became the queen. 1947, they made Israel a state in the West Bank. Then they started fighting in 1978 and 79. You know, Israeli Prime Minister Menachem Begin and Anwar Sadat. Y'all remember Anwar Sadat? Maybe y'all don't understand that. That was Egyptian president. I watched that Menachem Begin, they had came together with Jimmy Carter. He signed the peace treaty. That's why he won the Nobel Prize. And then later that year, 79, when Iran and Iraq, Iran, that was the Iran, the Shah of Iran, he had that big thing, and he had to escape and come over to the United States. The United States brought him over with all the money because they needed him. And then Ayatollah took the hostage, 33 hostages. And he made a deal, but Ronald Reagan cut a deal. I'm just leading y'all up to it so you can understand where you are at right now, all the setup. And Dr. Fauci was behind all of this, all of those years, with all of the medications and all of the AIDS virus and all of the viruses that were put in your neighborhoods and your streets. And then all of a sudden, after 1970, after 1962, everything started changing because you know they had this FBI, you know, J. Edgar Hoover, who was Mellon, he was a Mellon. You had to know J. Edgar Hoover was mixed, just like Obama. They used him, and he had sugar in his tank, but he didn't drive too fast. So you had those people in power, and his job was to go in and infiltrate movements in the community. And Ronald Reagan was president, governor in California, to start a mess with the Panther Party, who was doing many great things. And all of those things began to happen. So leading you up to where we at today, they set you all up for this 2019, 2020, 2021, 2022. It was all a plandemic. They knew, as they did in the days of Moses, in the days of Yeshua with Herod, they knew that the generation of children, especially male children that would be raised up in this time, is going to be pivotal for the next 20 years, 20 to 30 years, as it relates to not only population control, but the leading that will be dominating the earth with inventions, creativity, business, and the list goes on. So these were all the children right now that was put in place. And so they used the religious world. So they used the religious people to throw fear in them and intimidate them into believing that all of this stuff was going on, was in place. Now, I never said there wasn't a virus. I didn't. Never said to anybody that there was no such virus. Virus, do you know virus has been here since the beginning of time? The moment the devil sinned, a virus came into the earth. So virus has been here. Plague's been here since that time. So there's always been a plague. Virus and plague. As soon as eternity was shifted, we was in the middle of the greatest virus in the world. But guess what? More people fear Dr. Fauci virus than Satan virus. And he used Dr. Fauci. But anyway, so we're in a powerful time in the earth realm right now for many of us who are in position to repossess what God has given us and God has put in place. That's why you have to understand, all of a sudden, in a world where the royal seat in the earth realm is getting ready to be positioned for our culture, and they come up with a movie and tell women, y'all are king. Isn't it interesting? They know the math, and we don't. They know exactly. Well, we're in the greatest position in the matter of fact, the universe and the earth realm and hemispheres, tropospheres, biosphere, lithosphere, elements understand this. We don't. You know why? Because the game has never changed. It's just people in the game that change. So they know what they're doing. They know how to divide the same way when they talked about the movement in terms of our community, human rights, civil rights. They move human rights and civil rights. They move a homosexual and perverted movement. They move the gender movement, and they played on that. See, every movement they play on, they jump in it. Right? Look at all those other countries. They got millions of dollars. They come over here, Korea, billions. China, billion. Cambodia, billion. We've been over here, Black America, we won't get reparations. And then we got about 100 or so, maybe 80 or so Black that's in the United States Congress right now won't even push reparation, but we're going to push the manifestation of all the other movements. They voted. And look at the power you have. If they got together. But they sold their soul. That's what Luciferian is about. Their soul is they sold themselves. Half of them don't even know what amendment is, a bipartisan. They don't even know how to put bylaws together. They don't know how to present anything because they're just in a position. They get a stack of 2,000 pieces of paper put on their desk, and then all of their staff got to go through each page and tell them what they need to vote on and what need to come. And it ain't had nothing to do with their district. It has something to do with other districts around the United States, not even their district. Because if it's their district, it would have been much better than that. Look at Baltimore. He had the chairman of the Judiciary Committee. He passed away. His whole city was messed up. And you're in the Judiciary Committee. You look at all of these people in powerful positions. So they keep them busy. But what am I saying? I'm saying we are in a pivotal time in the land where everything is in our favor, and they're happening, and it's happening fastly, people of God. There are billions of dollars earmarked for all of the people who have went through the coronavirus, COVID-19, you name, and they got monkey money. Such a good thing. They got monkey money out there. You want to act a monkey? They got money for you. They got monkey money out there. Anything available to you is available to you. You know, just go act a monkey. They need the money. It's all available to us. It's available to you. And it's yours. It's your money. It ain't nobody else's money. It's your money. It's for you. Student loan. I think they got to the end of the month. Some of you got to the end of the month. Go over to, what is it, education something? Department of Education. Go in there and look it up. They'll take maybe $10,000-$20,000 off of your student loan. Go on over there. Wipe it out. Don't be like some of our parents were. We don't believe in borrowing. We don't believe in owing nobody anything. Come on. That was back in the day. They didn't take it. You sitting there weighing your cotton. They done took 40% of your money. Then you're up there weighing the cotton. You done working the cotton field all summer. And Mr. Nasser tell you what he gonna give you. You know what I'm saying? Anything you get is yours. It's deserved. You deserve that inside. It's just that you got to get the right people on your team. At some point, you can't tell nothing. Can't tell them nothing. They hate on you, and they gonna be blessed just as much as you are. But guess what? You get 25 cents more than them. They gonna get mad. 25 cents. It ain't even gonna be 26. Just get 25 cents. How much you got? You know how many of you are, when I grew up, because I grew up with a large family, the 18 of them, and y'all remember back in the day, you know the Coca-Cola bottle used to be in a glass bottle, that big Coca-Cola, and it used to be in a glass, and then you pop the cap off, under the cap would be 25 cents, 10 cents, and a nipple under there. Well, me and my sisters and them, what we had to do. My mom would give us one of the Coca-Cola bottles. You remember, it was the 8-pack of Coca-Cola. You had to pick it up. It was a big bottle. And don't drop the bottle because it breaks. You're in trouble. You ain't gonna get no Coke. Anyway, and then you return it to the store. They'll give you, I think it was 10 cents for the bottle, 25 cents, 10 or 25. But they give you something for your bottle when you return it. Well, anyway, let me show you what we used to do. So me and my sister, we had to share. We had to share the Coke. So what I do, I had my cup, shared the bottle. So I would pour in, and it looked like I had more than her. What I would have to do, she would take the cup and pour it back in and get her. And I'd say, no, you got more than me, and I'll pour it back. But while we were pouring, we were wasting all the Coke on the table. And then she would wipe it up. I'm going to wipe mine. I said, that was yours on the table. Man, I got to be almost fighting. I said, you wasted Coke on the table. No, no, that's yours. And we would wait. That's how it is in the world. You got people who know they're blessed, but they just like getting that Coke. And you know when I finished pouring it in the cup and my sister had the bottle, you know it ain't going to measure up. But what's in the cup, the cup was bigger, the bottle. So you know it ain't going to never measure up. But guess what? We're going to both drink Coke. Oh, my God, just missed the whole revelation. See, we both gonna drink Coke, but you want a little more. You still gonna be blessed. That's what you got. Like people in the world, be pouring and look at wasting it all over the place. You gotta be able to understand who's with you and who's not with you. Thank God, I can count my friends on 5 of my fingers. I don't need 10. Don't need my toes either. I can count my friends. So we have to know what we're doing. So the vision of the prophetic council line is to bring the people together, to let them know what's getting ready to befall the world and the nation. All right, to become a voice of healing, reconciliation to a generation that have lost touch with church business as usual, and I need a kingdom leader at heart that would allow them to become open to communicate their heart about any forces that will force them from seeing God as holy and his promise for the total person. The mission is through teaching. That's what we do. Training. That's what we do. Prophesying. That's what we do. And activating the Son of God within the person. That's the vision and the mission of this prophetic conference, man. I will birth from that place. And I welcome each and every one of you on tonight to open forum. Now, this is what I wanted to say before we go into one of the questions, and we're not gonna tarry long tonight. Look at what's happening. Now, you all remember the United States of America kept deporting people. They were deporting Africans. They ain't deport us because we ain't going nowhere. So they need us here. They leave us here. It'll never be another America. If you take all of us and make us leave, America would not. There will never be America. It would never be America ever again. You know why? Because that spirit, it's called the savage spirit. People start eating each other. They'll start taking each other out. And then what we'll do, then we'll come back and all we do is enjoy the spoil. We'll just enjoy the spoil. We'll enjoy the spoil. We will. Let me share this with you. Many of you watching right now in America, look at what they're doing. They're making all over the United States sanctuary cities. Now think about this. Sanctuary cities. Now, they were doing everything in their power to keep you out. Now you can go over to the border of Mexico. They're taking bus loads of people and taking them to different cities around the United States. And even one governor said, what are we going to do? We're going to say that you all, I forgot what his word that we use, that you all have a problem so we can fund you all and give you identification, citizenship. See, they weren't doing that before. Now, but they're doing it for a lot of the Spanish people. So look at the world. It's in revolt against itself. So all of the people that they said they didn't want to have nothing to do, look at what they're doing. They're filling up the neighborhoods, communities, and stuff. You really didn't even understand. The sons of Issachar are here. That's when you determine time to see this. Those are Native American, Indian people, Spanish people. They're from the lineage of the sons of Issachar. And determine the times and the season. So when you see that spirit rise up, that means there's the times and the season. You got to seize your moment right now. You got to seize the moment. Everybody has to seize the moment. Only person that ain't seizing the moment is those who have title, those who have the anointing. They ain't worried about nothing yet. Because they know title going to do anything for you. And title ain't going to do nothing. That 2027, your title is going to be called catch up. Because you're going to have to catch up with us. But you're going to have an anointing to deal with the walking tall. Then you know this is the 10th season of the movie called, what is it called? Walking Dead. You go to catch up to what's going to happen and what's befalling the people in the world system. Right now, we're dealing with a mental health crisis in the earth. Oh, yeah, I know that, right? Look at what's in the White House right now, sitting. So you know we're dealing with a mental health crisis in the earth, the biggest one that ever been. Go back to school and get your license in counseling, your license in mental health. Yeah, you have so much money, you ain't really worried about nothing. So they pouring it out to people. Mental health, senior housing, Veterans Administration. Get you one house. You see all that property that they have out there, and people don't want to buy it. You know, our community, we say, oh, I don't want to buy that house. And then at night while y'all sleeping, they slipping in the back door looking at the property, investing in it. Then they fix it up, throw a few doors on it, paint it up, and the Mexican fix it. Then they rent it out to you under Section 8, and you paying all it. You paying $125 a month, and they give it to you, and the government is giving them $900 to $1,000 to $1,200 for it. See, you ain't gonna never own anything. You're gonna be the borrower, forever the borrower. So you might as well seize the moment. Seize your moment. I get all this community economic development investment money. Told you. Get your EIN. Told you. Should be writing a book. Should be filming. I mean, should be making some major moves in the land. All of the funds and the resources that are available to you at this very moment, dollars that have been earmarked for you, what they're getting ready to lose, land and property investment. Do you know? Don't you know that the noble birthing, family, the high-ranking family in the world know this? They know that they have reached a pivotal point in their blood sacrifice season. They wish that. They know they can't go further. So it's your time. So what they're doing is the mainstream media who's controlling the world keeps selling you a genre of the narrative that keeps fooling the people. Keep fooling people. You might as well seize the moment right now and know that you are one of the greatest times in the world. Some of you have been having dreams. You can't even interpret a dream. And if somebody explains it to you, you won't even believe it's a dream. And some dreams that you think you believe are the opposite, because most dreams are upside down. And some dreams are right side up, but upside down too. You have to understand what you're dealing with and what you're up against right now in the earth realm. You're in one of the most pivotal and critical times of your life. And you got to be careful of all of the pathetic people. Because that's all that's waking up right now, the prophetic, pathetic people. Telling you who you are, where you are, what role you should be sitting in, seat number 28. Because why? Because we have too many people that are prophetic junkies. They don't think for themselves. Dr. King had that. He made that quote. Rarely do we have men that will engage in hard, solid thinking. There's a universal quest for easy answers and half-baked solutions. Nothing pains a person more than having to think. If you don't read the blueprint, then you're going to ask the person, this is what I understand. You're not following instruction. If you follow instruction, you'll see what the blueprint says. You just need to follow the instruction. Look right there. You see right there? That's the instruction. Oh. See, you didn't even have to distract you didn't distract me. Guess what? And you're messing up the contraction with distraction. We let people distract us from getting ready to deliver the greatest babies that we have ever seen, our greatest vision, our greatest dream we have ever had in our life. We letting people distract us because they're really not following us. They're being a decoy by demonic spiritual things in the spiritual world. And the enemy is fooling people. He's just fooling the people. All right. So I hope this helps somebody else out. Keep your eyes open and focused in this season. Stay in view of what's going on in the world. I know what that spirit is saying to you, talking to you in the dream world, playing with your mind. He's tricking everybody, fooling people, playing games. He's sending people, playing on their emotion. You know, you got to be careful of people that's called attention-seeking spirit. I'm telling you, it's a heavy spirit in the land called attention seeker. These people watch you on social media, and they enter into your messenger, and listen to this apostle sending, and Administrator Brian, and some of the other saints, and Mother Sydney. Listen to this. Attention-seeking spirit, what they do, they seek attention from you because they're watching what you're doing, and they easily and the way they get you, the attention seeking spirit do this. Now you can all write this down. Write this down, Sister Nancy Jones. Write this down, Sister Piggott. Write this down, Pastor Johnson. Listen to this, Sister Marjorie. Write this down. Attention seeking spirit, what they do. And they were false humility. What they do is they make you feel good. They end up, ooh, you were so powerful, man. And then you happy to get a little attention. Now listen to this. You so happy to get a little attention, it throws you back almost 5 years, 5 months. And you say, ooh, I feel good. Be careful of the attention seeking spirit. Because what they do, they show your contraction up. Because soon as they connect with you, you got to remember they got an aching spirit. And I'm going to tell you about attention-seeking spirit. If you go over to Joshua chapter 6, what happened with the Incan and the cat, they coveted, cursed up. They coveted. So that attention-speaking spirit is coveting what you have. So what they do is they come into your inbox and say kind word. Ooh, you're a mighty woman of God. You're a powerful man. Ooh, you bless me. And they don't sow no seeds. They don't sow curses. The stuff they're gonna throw you off. And they're going to try to make you feel good. So as soon as you get the statement, immediately your self-esteem go up. And when your self-esteem is already up, your self-esteem is already up. And then they get behind you, and he said, ooh, that made me feel good. And you get excited. And you don't even know it's a decoy sent in. I just said, what did I send to about 15 leaders? I sent about 15 leaders. See how they did me? They sent some little girl, a little picture of a girl, and they texted to me to see if I was going to fall for that. You see that? You see that spirit? I wasn't going to tell you that. You see how they do? They see these spirits here. And, oh, I know you. You don't know me, honey. You don't know me. I send the word to them. And then 5 months later, they send another spirit. 4 months later, they send another spirit. Because they know what they do is they just, you know, like the pedophiles and those ones that deal with blood sacrifices. They lure you in. What they do is they lure you in. And once they lure you in, they don't expose you. What they do is blackmail you. So after you're blackmailed, they can use you, so they silence you. You got to understand how it goes. They know I'm listening. They listen to me all about 25 million of them listening to me right now. Father Matthew, you're exposing us again. You didn't think. You what you think. You got to come better than that. To come better than that. I'm building a team. You know, and be careful who you call your friend in this season. They my friend. One of my colleagues invited somebody to have lunch with us. I want you to meet Prophet Matthew. And so I came, I said, what's going on? Oh, I want you to, now, this is me. I ain't telling you to do it. And I'm not interested in how you feel about me. I said, but you didn't tell me. Oh, it was a surprise. I said, you know what? I'm not going to have lunch with y'all. But it's nice to meet you. No. See, you don't introduce me to your friend. And you really don't know who the person is. See? You go. It's just like what was that movie they had? What was that show they had called Punk, being Punk? You know how they fool you, Punk? Come on. You know, we supposed to meet. And you'd have met a person for what, 20 days, 5 days, a week? Come on. What I'm going to sit down and reveal my secret to somebody that ain't even sacred to you? I don't know who you are. I'm sorry, Doc. No. I'm sorry for you. And watch this, thanks to God. This is truth. I'm telling y'all, honest to God, too. As soon as I did that, guess what? A preacher called me and said, man, you a prophet for real. I said, yeah. I said, you didn't know? He said, no. I said, you didn't know? Man, do you know what that person did to me? You ain't got to tell me. I already know. You ain't got to tell me. See, we got to be careful who was watching us on social media coveted your style, your frequency, your connection. You got to really discern in this season. And I'm talking about being suspicious. You have to discern who's around you. You got to discern who's coming in connecting with you. You got to discern who's going to run your children ministry and be over your children ministry. And send somebody in and mess with one of your children and your whole ministry gets shut down. Why? Because you said, oh, they're anointed. They're gifted. They move under the power of God. What power? Under what God? What power and what God? Ooh, they sound good. Let me tell you something. Clifford Turner, if he was alive today, Apostle Clifford Turner, Chicago Street, in Chicago, had one of the powerful movies called The Awakening. He won a Grammy. They won a Grammy for their movie. Had the wrong man behind the camera messing with girls. It wasn't Clifford Turner. It was who he connected with. So you have to be very careful who you connect. Smiling faces, they tell lies. People who you think anointed ain't really anointed. They just gifted because their character will not keep them where it's taking them. So you have to be very careful of the charismatic frequency that you tap into, especially in this six-month window, because there's a lot coming out now in government, in governmental place. I have to return phone calls. I told people I don't have to return phone calls. I choose not to return phone calls. If something is not interesting, I don't return phone calls. Have y'all, some of y'all getting them calls. What are you getting them? What do they call it? What do they call them? Calls they call? You know what they are. Some of you get them calls. Then you don't answer them. Don't answer because you soon they open your, you say something. You know what I'm talking about. Some of y'all know what I'm talking about. And crazy calls. I don't even answer. How did they get the number? Be careful. You got to stay full of the word. Because it's easy for the enemy to deceive many people. At Matthew 24:24, some of y'all need to read it. There are false prophets and false Christ raising up insomuch they will fool the very elect. People that are being fooled today. Deceived. And you have to be on your prophetic grind in the season to know who you are. Some of you need to go on a 21-day fast with just water and let God speak to your spirit realm. He's not that best. And he's going to reveal some things to you. He might even shock you with some people around you. Yeah. Amen. All right, Minister Brad, we got it. We're going to take one question today. It's 8:17. I don't want to be on long. I'm going to do this. If anyone have a question and comment for me, anybody tonight that's listening in, if you have a question and comment for me right now, I'm going to take your question and comment. If you're on the blog side, Blog Talk Radio, hit one on your dial. If you're on the conference line, hit *6. I want you to come in. We're going to tell some of your question or your comment or something you need clarity in. And I think I had one question that I wanted to ask because it was really a heavy question, and I'm going to ask that. And I'm not going to be on long. So if you have a question for me or a comment, now listen to this, thank you, God. Now listen to this. If you ask a question, ask the question. The difference between a question and a comment and a statement is three things. So if you have a question for me, then you're asking me the question. I'm going to respond. If you're making a statement and then I don't say nothing, and then you say you wait for ask, it's a statement. If you're asking a question, you say, Prophet Matthew, what is 2 times 2? And I'm going to tell you what it is. I'm going to say 4. That's a question. If you're making a statement, then you're talking. Well, I want to share this with you. Okay, you're making a statement. You follow me? Because some people in the English language, we miss questions, comments, and statements. So if you have a question, I'll take it. If you want to make a comment, I'll take it. If you want to make a statement, I'll take that too. So I'm going to give you an opportunity to do that at this time. Now, we don't want to be long-winded, but we want to do that today. If you have something you would like to say, while you have an opportunity to ask me a question, make a comment, make a statement. Now, I'm listening very carefully. I have to be very careful how I respond back to people because I don't want people to feel when I say something, it offend them or hurt them. But because I'm going to try to answer the question with understanding and clarity so that when you ask it, I can give you an answer to it. If I don't have the answer today, I'll try to get that answer back to you. And if I get the information from Administrator Brian, I'll call you back. You might receive a number. You might receive a call from a private number, and I'll leave that information for you. All right? So anybody have a question for me tonight, a comment or a statement? Administrator, right, do we have anything on the blog side, Administrator Richard Bryan, or the chat room for me real quick? But we're going to go there. Anything in there, Doctor? jump on the screen with you, Administrator Brown. Okay. Now, all right. Anyone on there? Okay. I want to make sure, because sometimes when I get ready to end on the blog side, so if you're on the Blog Talk Radio side and you have a question and comment from me, we'll take that. You'll hit it. And then we'll bring you in. Okay. All right. Now the conference line. If you're on the conference line. Oh, I'm sorry. Blog Talk Radio. If you're on Blog Talk and you want to make a comment, you have a question, comment, or statement, hit one and it'll show up. The hand will be raised your hand and we'll bring you in. Okay. Now, on the conference line, is anybody on the conference line that would like to ask a question, make a statement, or make a comment? If you want to add something, I can try to give you an answer to it. Anybody? All right. This is the conference line now. If you're on there, hit star 6 and come in and ask your question. All right. So we move on. Give you opportunity. Star 6. Okay. This is conference line now. Anybody on the conference line have a question or comment from me? All right. Okay. All right. Before I go, I'll give you another opportunity to do that. All right. Administrator Risa Bryant.
Yes,
Dr. Bryant. No, you. All right. Do you have a question for us over there?
Yes, sir.
Do you want me to ask my question first and then and you ask that one?
Yes, sir. That'll be fine.
Okay. All right. Here's my question. I think the person knows the answer. No, you know, I know when I go there. Let me just read the question. I think cause sometimes people want a question there. All right. Do we have the commercial for our family value? Family value commercial.
Yes. Yes, sir.
Okay. Could you play the family value commercial and then I'll come back? And then this question will probably be a real deep one. I don't think it's necessarily deep, but then we'll go from there, okay?
Yes, sir.
Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Ministries and LaRon Matthews Ministries presents the Family Values Conference 2022.
Family Values Conference 2022.
And the 55th birthday celebration for Dr. LaRon Matthews, Ph.D. October 28th through 30th, 2022 at RFPIM, 231 East 146th Street, Harvey, Illinois. This year's theme, Excelling the Family for the Kingdom Purpose. Family Values Conference 2022. Your MC, Brother Norris Thompson, radio personality at Rejoice 102.3 FM, WYCA, Chicago, Illinois. It kicks off Friday night, October 28th at 7 p.m. Pastor Eugene Fierce Jr., Redeem Enrichment Ministries, Joliet, Illinois, October 29th, 2022. Saturday morning, The Workshop. It begins at 10 a.m. until noon. Backed by popular demand, Bishop Jesse M. Williams Jr., Deliverance Center Church, Chicago, Illinois. Saturday night at 7 p.m., Evangelist Ellen Allen, New Bethel Bountiful Blessing Ministry, Toledo, Ohio, Sunday morning, October 30th, 2022, at 11 a.m., a time of reflections. Apostle Greg Jacobs, Greg Jacobs Ministries, Chicago, Illinois. Bishop Kenneth Franklin, Christ for Everyone Ministries, Incorporated, Chicago Heights, Illinois. Apostle Maurice and Prophetess Eugenie Simmons, Restoration and Truth Ministries, Newport News, Virginia. For more information, call 877-912-2027 or 708-825-1988. Or email us at LaRonMatthewsMinistries@gmail.com. That's LaRonMatthewsMinistries@gmail.com. No registration fee. Everyone is welcome. October 28th through 30th, 2022. The Family Values Conference at RFPIM, 231 East 146th Street, Harvey, Illinois. We welcome you and want to see you there.
All right, people of God, bless you again. Thank you all for joining us. Amen. For joining us. Okay. And the question I got tonight, this is, I won't say this is a question tonight. This is a person that has an unforgiveness. And the person that they're holding the unforgiveness is somebody that loves. But the person is dying. They love this person, but the person is dying. And they're holding on to the unforgiveness. How do they let it go? You want to join in the ministry of Richard Bryan on this one tonight? In other words, they're in love with a person, and they've been with this person for many years, and the person is now at the critical stage, and they're holding on to so much, and they're hurting there. And the person that they have not forgiven is leaving here. How will they become free of this? All right. Now, I know I didn't create a panel tonight, so you know what this is. This is open forum tonight, so I'm gonna go into the ocean today, because some of you all may be able to help some people, and it might help some other folks too. So, what do you do? Person that is leaving here, carrying unforgiveness, have not let it go. I've been with this person a long time, and they have not let it go. They have not talked to the person. But now, it's interesting. They love the person. They love the person. I'm kind of having it. I think this is what we call a love-hate relationship. You love hate. It's a love-hate thing. You love somebody, I don't think you want to do that, but it's a love-hate relationship. But anyway, anybody can take a stab at it tonight. You may be able to help somebody. I'm going to leave it open. I'll give my opinion. Those who join us who are on our panel, you can come in and help the person. So what advice would you give this person who's dealing with a person that they've been hurt by long time? Now the person is in the final stage of being here, and they're dying, and they don't know how to let it go. All right. Minister of Richard Bryan, you want to come on in? Why you put me in here, brother? Anybody want to come in tonight? Now that's anybody. Somebody can help person out tonight.
So that's in essence, so the person that's dying needs to let it go or don't know how to let it go?
No, the person that's living, love the person that's dying, and they know this person is dying.
Okay.
And they're holding on to things that the person that's dying had done to them, and they won't, and they have not let it go. And did that make sense? Did I say that right?
Yeah, you said that right. What?
Did I say that right?
Do they want to let it go?
Yeah. I'll be too out thinking if I say what I want to say. So I'm trying to be nice tonight since we laugh. I really believe they really want, but they're so hurt and probably so angry about the years of what transpired in their relationship that it's almost too late, in other words. So, but it's never too late for anybody to tell a person that they love them to let go. Maybe it could even bring life to the person.
Well, I'm going to use as an example of something that I went through when I...
Is that my phone? I'm trying to make... Can everybody hear? Yeah, pretty well.
You kind of cracking up.
Okay, I'm going to say, am I cracking up you? I'm cracking up. I don't want to use the word crack up. I ain't cracking up. Is there, can you all hear me? Is my frequency a little bit off? A little bit.
Yes, we can hear you.
Everybody? All right,
yes,
good.
Yes, we can hear you.
Okay, here's the question. There's a couple. They've been together for over 30 years. And the one of the couples is now dying. The other one that's living is holding a lot of hurt, pain, anguish from the person that's dying. They don't know how to let go by saying, forgive me, or I forgive you, to let it go. But they're hurting about it. What advice can you all give them? Now, that's a better way of putting it.
Good evening. Hello?
Yes, ma'am.
Good evening, Prophet, and everyone.
Good evening,
Marjorie. Yes. I don't know. I'm just going to take a stab at it. But
oh, that's all right.
I'm kind of familiar with another situation. Well, it's really similar to this. And I'm inclined to believe that if the individual does not have compassion enough to forgive, and this person goes on and transitions, I believe that it would be worse afterwards. If she let this person go ahead and leave here without forgiving them, because forgiveness is also for the person that's been hurt. There's a freedom in that, you know, and to let go. I mean, it's a painful thing to have to forgive somebody and you're still hurting from whatever they've done. But to let that person leave here and do not forgive them, then you can't do anything after they're gone.
Absolutely.
That's just my take on it.
That's good. Thank you, Marjorie. There's a lot of people holding on to.
Prophet?
Anyone else? No. Yes, ma'am. Yes.
Prophet, can you hear me?
Yes,
yeah,
indeed.
This is Deacon Sam. Yeah, this is Deacon Sanchez, and
bless you,
I have to bless you, Prophet. You're a wise man, and hopefully and prayerfully all those that you give knowledge to or receive it, and that's a task. But in terms of what we're taught, of what we're saying, if the Bible clearly says that you are to forgive those that hurt you so that you can be forgiven yourself. So this,
absolutely,
whoever this person is, I'm like evangelist who just spoke, administrator who just spoke, you know, that hurt, you're about to bury that hurt, and it's not going to benefit you at all. You know, there are so many people out there already that, believe it or not, are in that situation without someone being buried. They're still hurting onto some pain. They don't let it go. It's affecting them right now, and it's hurting them right now. We talk about all the testimonies about how people forgave, and when they did, God came into their lives and made a big difference, you know, in terms of, you know, knowing what forgiveness really means. Because if we look at God and we look at what he did, where he brought his son here so that we can have forgiveness of sin. He died on the cross for us. He was crucified and not. And sometimes we don't understand that he just didn't die. He suffered. He suffered so that our sins would be forgiven. We cannot possibly get any, there's no way we can even get close to the suffering that he suffered. So hopefully and prayerfully, if this is a person that is a woman or a man of God, they can understand that you're not going to suffer more than your Savior suffered for the sins that he forgave you. So I'm praying that this person will find a way to not hold on to any of the pain, any of the suffering that was brought to him by this person, and just tell them that, you know, they are loved and they are forgiven of the sins that was committed to them, because then they can be released and then have the power to tell others, you know, what God has done for them and their spirit, and the relief that they will feel once that happens for them, because I believe that they will then actually see what love really is, what love really means, you know, because then God will show them his love for them. So, Prophet, that's my take on it. Amen.
Amen. Thank you. Thank you, Elder. Appreciate it. Thank you. Appreciate it. Right. Anyone else?
God bless you, Prophet Matthews. God bless everyone that's on the line. When it comes to the unforgiveness, it sounds like this person, the spirit of unforgiveness, has set up a stronghold in that person's soul. And they have to be willing to give up the ground and to be delivered from that spirit of unforgiveness that has set up that stronghold. And they need Almighty God to create in them a clean heart and to renew the right spirit within them and to help them to let it go, to want to be free from the spirit of unforgiveness, so that they are in that place to whereas they can truly, not just with lip service, but they can truly from their soul, because that's a stronghold that has set in, where they can truly forgive that person and go to them, and their heart is right. Because when someone does something to us, and that spirit of unforgiveness, when it enters in, we have to be quick to denounce it, and we have to be quick to repent and to ask Almighty God to take that out of our heart so that it don't set up that stronghold, and to give us that heart of flesh so that our heart don't get stony towards that person. And we have to just be in that place in our own soul, to whereas we are free and we are delivered from that spirit of unforgiveness, so that we can forgive that person, because what's from the heart is going to reach the heart. That person is on their deathbed, and this other person has held on for years, or however long, this unforgiveness, this hurt, and this, it has set up such a stronghold in their life, and they need to be free. They need to be delivered from the unforgiveness so that they can forgive, and they need to cry out to Almighty God to ask him to set them free so that they are in that place to where it's that they can forgive that person that has hurt them. And Almighty God, he can do that. He can do that for the heart. He can bring forth that deliverance. He can bring forth that healing in that person so that they can forgive that one that hurt them. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, woman of God. Appreciate that. Appreciate that advice for that person. Amen. Great advice. Anyone else? One more person.
Hello?
Pastor?
Go ahead.
This is Elder Hunter.
Come on in, Elder Hunter.
I'm listening to the response to the question. And hopefully, as someone said, this person is a follower of Christ. I just want to keep my comments short. We have to remember that when Christ was on the cross, before he gave up the ghost, he said, "Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do."
Mm-hmm.
So if we're gonna take on his characteristic, we have to remember that and understand it. Then I believe it is written, blessed is the peacemaker. Make peace. That will peace, even if you think that you're right, make peace with that individual. Because as someone already stated, it will set you free and it will make them free. And you will be blessed because you're making peace. That's all I have to say.
Amen. Thank you, Alejandra. Anyone else? I think
that's it.
Okay. Yes. Come on in, Evangelist Marshall.
Okay, hey. Good evening to the Kingdom leaders. God bless you, Dr. Matthews. So I'm gonna just talk a little bit as a hospice nurse and as a regular person, okay? So if this was my patient doing hospice, this is what I'm gonna tell that person with that unforgiveness. When that person on the bed, so, and you didn't forgive and make peace with it. I know Elder Hunter hit on it, but I'm coming at another way. That same disease that they died with, it's like you become a partaker of it because you didn't let it go. So you're living. You're really like a living, dead cancer. It's still eating at you. Still gone, okay? That's what I know from a nurse's point of view with that, okay? Now, if this person is a believer who is still holding on to this thought and this pain and this bitterness, one thing I will say is that whoever it is, they gonna have to die. Because when we say we are dead and alive in Christ, if we still got this, we haven't crucified ourselves enough yet because of the dual citizenship that we have in heaven and on earth as it is in heaven. If this person just had a glimpse of the glory of God to know what's coming, the plans that God have for us as believers, as the plans specifically, whatever they are, the glimpse of glory of what they have to encounter in God. The Bible say, you know, after we suffer a while, after whatever this problem is, whatever that unforgiveness is, whatever that hurt is, whatever it is, so not compare to what God has right now on earth after that, the glory of what God want to reveal in that person, and it's holding back the glory of what God want to reveal. So when if that person would just look and get a glimpse of their future, this hurt, this unforgiveness, whatever it is, it will not compare to the glory of what God is going to do. And to know that they got to die themselves. Because if we really dead in Christ, then this pain of this unforgiveness should be able to bounce off, because we dead. We say we dead all the time. But when it comes to stuff like this and it's still hurting us and it's still lingering, then we haven't died fully, because it shouldn't even be there. So I'm speaking, person, that I went through this. I went through this and didn't care. You know, I didn't care. But when God showed me just a glimpse of my future and the presence of God and how he is so good, what I was hurting from that person couldn't compare to the glory. And I haven't even experienced fully of it yet, but just the glimpse of it, it still far better than me holding on to what that person did. And you know what? The person, they dead. So I'm still going to be a living dead carrying that. And that means that person will have control of your life. Because why? You let them control your life with the hurt and pain. Well, when you walk away and let it go, you are free to all of it. And hold your hands up and say, I surrender this. And I just believe if that person will look at it in the terms of I'm going to die to this, because I want Christ to have full gain, reign, and control, nothing holding me, I believe whatever that next is for that person, they're going to enter it. Because just this little thing can turn into a cancer that can affect the whole body. I release my mind. God bless you.
Thank you, Evangelist Marshall. And actually, the person who's dying is dying of cancer.
Amen.
Yeah. Dying of cancer. Yeah. Anyone
else? Amen. Yes, sir. This is Denise. How you doing tonight, Prophet? God bless you.
Good, woman of God.
Praise
God bless you.
You too. Thank God for everyone that's on the line. I what I wanted to share was when you asked that question, I wanted to say I actually saw somebody that I know lately start to come apart in their body. I saw hurt, pain. I smelled a stench. I knew it came from, I wouldn't even call it unforgiveness. They went past it. It's not about unforgiveness. It was about, you can.
Can I interject something, woman of God? Let me keep this focus here. Your statement, are you, yes, can you hear me?
Can you hear me?
Okay. I want to know what advice can you give this person who is dying, in a relationship with a person in this? Okay, so I want to know, you're making us, you're sharing something with us, you're going to share something with us, and then you're going to respond, right? Is that what you're telling me?
Yeah, I'm trying to, okay. Yes, sir. Sorry.
Okay. I want to be in the lane here now, because what I want you to do, I want you to give counsel to the person that's holding the unforgiveness. But you're trying to give an example, or you're telling us a story about something that happened. I'm gonna try to give you only 3 minutes to give this example.
Okay.
And then we need to stay on the track, okay?
Yes.
Okay.
Sir. I'm gonna try to make this short.
Okay.
When I said I actually saw someone come. I'm in agreement with what they just shared, but it's also I saw them coming apart in the body part, but it was due to love, but and it had to do with their mindset, what was in their understanding. And personally, I'll just say I was hurt as well by someone, and God ministered to me. And how he did it, it was about reaching the mind, the understanding that the person had about the situation.
And what God did with me was shift my mindset. In other words, whatever was going on in their thinking about the situation, God took it and gave me, I don't want to say relief, but he ministered to me with the word. And it changed everything. I came out of it like that. Did that make sense? I came out from, well, that person that you're talking to could come out from understanding whatever it is that bothers them, because everything does go to the mind. They thought about it. They would think about whatever it is that was, you know, what happened between them, the two. And when they think about it, their body. So when God gave me his word and ministered to me, it's like a person whose body is going through, what is it, when you're sweating, a fever. And God gave me comforting. He comforted me with the word of God. And when he did that, it just changed the whole situation. And all of a sudden, I was okay. And so that's what I wanted to share, really, was because that's what I actually experienced and also saw someone else come apart when I saw it happen. I was like, wow, God, this is what can happen.
Okay, so I just want to ask you this real quickly. Mm-hmm. So the advice you're giving us tonight, I want to make sure I'm right there. The advice you're giving right now is for the person who's alive, that you're giving them an example of what God has did with you, so that you can free the person up who had hurt you, correct?
Mm-hmm.
And yeah. Are we on the same page?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. I just want to make sure. So I want to stay in the vein. So basically what you're saying to me tonight and to all of us that are listening, the advice you're giving is that God had to minister to you concerning what was in your mind so you can free that person, and it went away instantaneously.
God ministers to the whatever it is that's in the mind and on their thoughts about the situation, whatever it is, the way they see it, perceive it, what causes them to even be angry or upset or whatever. When they sometimes, a lot of times when people don't have an understanding of something, or like you said, it was a long-term relationship, and then when things went sour or whatever, also you teaching how the enemy can talk to our mind.
Well, can I say that? I never said it went sour. I said they're holding something. The person is leaving here dying. They have not forgiven that person, and they're holding on to it. So I'm asking everybody to give me their opinion or what they feel will best help this person who's in this situation that's losing a person they say they love. But thank you.
Right. You're welcome.
Amen.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
Yes, sir. Thank you. You're welcome. It's back to when you said they're holding on to something, the unforgiveness, and it's still what's in the thought life. I still see it like that.
Yes, absolutely.
Amen.
Absolutely.
Amen.
Thank you.
Good evening, Prophet Matthew. Mother Sydney.
Good evening, Mother. Come on.
I would suggest to the people, to the couple, whoever, you know, unforgiveness and all those years, it's like a stronghold. And I would suggest them to read Matthew 18 chapter, the section about the servant that was wicked and the servant that was forgiven. It said, therefore, the kingdom of heaven is like unto a certain king, which would take account of his servant. And so from Matthew 18 to the 23rd to the 35th verse, and it'll help, and I believe that it would help us to forgive people, because we have to realize that forgiveness for us, because holding on to that, yes, it does create health problems in the area, but yet hold on to that. And, you know, that one day you have an appointment to be with the Lord, that's not good. Because all of those years were the enemy, amen, where the person said they did not know how to do it. Amen. Sometimes, you know, you just have to just do it. And we could say, just do it. Just go ahead and do it. And put your pride aside and put whatever aside and ask God to help you. Because if we really want to forgive, we'll find a way. And when we go to God in prayer, he will give us a way on how to forgive. Because if that person, we don't know if they are born again believer, they're Christian or whatever, but if you love Christ and he said, and you don't love your brethren, amen, that you see, the love of Christ doesn't dwell down on the inside of you. And so all of that, those years that that person had unforgiveness, it is so sad. My heart grieves for that person. It really grieves for them because they missed out on a lot. Oh, bless your name, Jesus. They missed out on a lot. And they were like in bondage, just like in Egypt. They were in bondage. They kept themselves, oh, glory to God, their own self in bondage because they didn't realize that unforgiveness was for them. I mean, just think about the people, some people who have just been violated. And when I speak for myself and what God did for me and had to forgive because holding that unforgiveness, it changed your personality. It changed who you are. It's mainly torture. Because we have to realize that unforgiveness is releasing you, through you to release you. Even if that person don't even receive it, but you're being released. You're being released. You know, and just say, you know, just do it. Because it might help the other person. And the other person might not even have a clue. That could be going on. They might not even have a clue that you're holding the unforgiveness. And all of these years have gone by, you know, where the enemy has kept you in captive in Egypt, where you could have your outcome of your life could have been totally different. I'm just saying because I don't know you. But let's do it. Read Matthew 18 chapter, amen. And then there's another one in Mark 11 chapter. Amen. Mark 11 chapter is really clearly teaches us about unforgiveness and how it will hinder your faith in the gospel. It will hinder your faith from working. And so my heart goes out to the person. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. My heart goes out to the person. Amen. That's harboring it. Amen, because it has came a stronghold now. And glory to God. And I just believe that the person just needs prayer. The person needs to be ministered to. They need to be ministered to. Glory to God, where God can touch that person's heart. And because I feel the person's pain because it's just, and what the enemy did, because it became a stronghold, amen, because if someone was in that person's life, amen, glory to God, and they knew it from the beginning, then maybe, you know, that person would have been set free, and you just don't know what path or where that person may be at today, glory to God. And so the Bible tells us to be our brothers and sister keeper. We are our sisters and brothers keeper to God. Amen. And so if you see your sister or brother hurting, you should be hurting too. Like, okay, what can I do to help you? You tell us to love our neighbor as we love ourselves. And so the word of God has to be put in practice. And so I just pray for the person, the couple, word to God, amen, that God will extend the person's life before, for this person to have a chance to say what they need to say to the other person. Glory to God. I'm going to need to prophet because I'm just so swelling up in tears. I'm like, oh, my God. Glory to God. I'm going on mute.
Well, and that's true because you're thinking about a person that's not going to be here that long. That's the painful part because that person's not going to be here long. And matter of fact, the person pulled the tubes out of their arm and kind of a tough situation, but I think the question someone was asking, did the person say, I'm not a person that can put somebody in heaven and hell, like I'm going to be honest with the world with that part of it. That's a questionable area there. But whether save or not save, you still want to walk in it. You want to have a spirit of forgiveness because you don't want to hold on to that area with anybody, save or unsave. But that's a real deep issue. That's a deep issue for a lot of people even now in that area there. Anyone else? We're going to wrap it up.
Yes, God bless you.
God bless you. Amen.
All right.
Yes.
Okay, hold on. Who we got here?
Evangelist Tiggett.
Okay. Someone else came in, too. Who was that?
Prophetess Davis. Bless you. Prophetess Davis.
We're going to pick it. Go ahead, and then Prophetess Davis, please come in after that moment of God. Please. All right. Go ahead. Evangelist Tiggett. Come on.
Thank you. God bless you. I was going to mention that whether the individual is saved or unsaved, my suggestion would be for them to first is to pray and to ask God to help them to figure out a way where they can speak to that loved one that is dying. I've had to experience myself where I had to write out something while my father was living, actually. And it actually helped me as I was able to write out my feelings. And so my suggestion would be to write out a letter or even think back on the times where they once was in love and recount those times and balance those two things out. But the main thing I was really thinking about, Prophet, was for them to write a letter. If they can't write a letter, then find some creative way to reach that loved one, to let them know, you know, whether they do a voice recording or a video recording. You've seen it on TV where people say, by the time you see this, you know, I'll be gone. You know, something like that will help them to visualize the, you know, they may be frustrated. It could be something over a pots and pans or something, you know, that, you know, over the years, someone stole my pots and pans and you let them do it, you know, but and I mean, and I'm not taking light of the situation, but sometimes it can be something very, something to cause that person to just fall back in love with that person again. And I agree with everyone else on the line. We don't know if the person is saved or unsaved. And even if whichever spouse is saved or unsaved, that bringing something light to that person can help bring them, you know, bring peace to them so that when they do go, you know, they may have the opportunity to say, you know what, you know, all these years I didn't know this was happening. Okay, let's pray and let's ask God, you know, let's repent. Let me get saved, you know, because I want my life, you know, I want to go to heaven and not go this way. And so we just never know. That's just basically what my suggestion would be, Prophet, is just to write a letter or a video or some type of way where they first fell in love, find that first time when they were first in love, and just peel back those scales, you know, and I believe that's what's going to happen. It will peel back all of that, and that love will be rekindled once they forgive. God bless you.
Amen. Thank you, woman of God. Amen. God bless you tonight, Prophetess Pastor Davis. Come on in, woman of God. Amen.
God bless you. God bless you, Prophet, and everyone that's on the line.
Bless you.
Resting today. Bless you and resting, and God help you to be able to listen to your broadcast tonight. And that's a blessing. That's a blessing.
Yeah.
Prophet,
thank you.
Didn't listen to the whole program, but your question, that someone, God has used someone to bring it to you and to your team to help them. One prophet, God loves this person enough to give them the opportunity to not be used by demonic forces to go into another verse and to go into a death dimension. So it's more than just the act of the loved one that is dying, that's involved here, and whatever the situation was, whatever the act was, if they're saved or unsaved, God is looking at, there's a separation occurring. One, the one that's dying, and God has, regardless, there's grace and mercy because you are alerted that this person is going to be separated from life. And that's a painful thing, but he's given pain, and then he's given revelation of truth and mercy because he's given us the opportunity to know this person is going to be separated from life. And one, he is talking to the person, whatever the act is, whatever the action is. John, God loved us enough with all of that nasty stuff we did that he forgave. Now, he's showing this person, do not allow demonic forces to keep you in a selfish place that you can't put yourself in the hand of God. And he, Philippians 4:13, will bring her through it, or him through it, whichever one. He's going to be able to bring them through it. They're trying to do it themselves. Part one. Let God bring you through this because God is trying to show you your enemy. Your enemy is not the person that betrayed you that you're not able to forgive them from all these years. Your enemy is the enemy of the masquerades of sin, whether it's hatred, lust, or whatever the act was. Your enemy truly is sin. Came to the person. Your enemy is sin. So one, he's saying he's giving this person the opportunity. Now, why you got an enemy? Your enemy is sin, not the person. Number two, I, the Lord God, am sending an ally for you. You need an ally in this. You can't do it yourself. Ally is love. That's your ally because you got a battle here. And he's saying that so you, God has chosen this person. I want you to help me to destroy this work of evil. Then you're going to be a testimony. That's 1 John 3:8. Because these are works of the devil. It doesn't matter if it's sin, grin, or whatever. So it's the work. So that's 1 John 4:8. Know your enemy. Your enemy is the sin that influenced whoever it was to do that, number one. And then he's telling the person, you know, metaverse means dead. Do not allow unforgiveness to take you into a dead zone. Then you are transitioning your existence because it's going with that person. And you now are going to transition into another verse, what they call a metaverse. Metaverse means dead. And the version of you that should be is in resurrection. That's love is about resurrection. Love is about restoration. Love is about healing and a hope for forgiveness. So that person has a choice. Unless that's the version of you that God has grace and mercy is there. And to God is saying, I want this version of you, not the version of the
acts of the enemy that cause you to hurt so much that you're not able to move forward in it. And I want to show you that it's greater than just your feelings. However painful it is, it's greater than just your feelings. This is about your soul, and I'm giving you an opportunity not to go into the dimensions of darkness. That's that death zone. If you're going to go there and you're going to stand there and not forgive that person, your unforgiveness there is going into that transition of where that person is because you didn't release them. And now you're walking around with death on your back in your bed.
Wow, that's good.
That's it, Prophet. So I pray that if it's shown to that person, you have an opportunity. While you're in opposition, the forgiveness is bigger than you. God is, you got to realize, be above all your hurt, God is talking to you in these end times. That's that message. And I couldn't imagine what it was. Did he molest you? Was it with the child? Did he go with the sister? Whatever it is. I mean, there could be some nasty things going on. Whether it was lust or whether it was pride or betrayal or even the point of taking someone's, whatever it is, taking another life. God is still saying it's still bigger than you. Don't allow the works of the devil to take you into a dimension of demonic forces, of the death spirit. You know, that death spirit was fighting for Moses' body. That person, I hope that may encourage them. It's not to bring them in fear, but faith that this is bigger than you. Let God's love, the ally of love, bring you to a place of maturity to say, I forgive you in all my pain and pressure. Say, I want to do it, but I have to do it because I have to obey God.
That's good.
Thank you, Prophet.
Bless you too, woman of God.
Thanks for letting me share. God bless you.
Amen. No, absolutely. We would bless the Lord today. Well, that person, they get to see it personally, not from necessarily for me, but they is. They hear through the voice of reasoning from the people of God. There's so many people that are in this very place. Now, they may not be somebody that's dying. They're holding on to this, like somebody said, fugitive, and not let go. So a lot of stuff we need to, as believers, much like that, so the Spirit of the Lord God can move over us, and especially when you're dealing with something in such an intensified place as this, when you're dealing with a life of somebody who won't be here long. You need to forgive and let go. Amen. All right, Faith. Well, I tell you, thank you for everybody. We won't have to go through that question anymore. We're gonna stop right here. That was the question that I know everybody's still thinking in their mind. Probably want to get their opinion and share. But we'll stop right there. This is a very, and I thank God that the Lord just prompted my heart just to make it open, so that other people can give their counsel to this individual and to others who are encountering such a thing, such a circumstance or situation like this that is going on. These things are deeply embedded. One of the things I'm learning in life in our teacher that I dealt with, Administrator Brian, in 2013 and 2014, I believe it was, around that time when we started, we dealt with a series called the series is called The Struggle to Love Again. Struggle to Love Again. And one of the questions that we had in that series of The Struggle to Love Again is a very powerful question that was bothering me. And I shared it with some of the people. One of the questions, I think it was question number It's number six, and this is going to help that person too. It says, I love someone that died, and I was never able to free myself of the hurt they inflicted upon me and I upon them. And I carry with me a graveyard love affair within me and in my heart. So it's important for you to not go on any further until you liberate yourself and liberate that person. Because the biggest pain for many people in the world today is people that are no longer here in their life and they carry a graveyard pain affair in their heart. That person is no longer here, no longer around them. And then we have people in the world that have been connected to people and they're no longer connected to them. At one time, they was connected friends and they smiled and everything was going well. But that person is no longer in their atmosphere, but they're still carrying the pain that was transcribed to them by the individual. Yet, while that person is living, they're dying. You have to let go. Many of you gave some very powerful points to that area that the world is dealing with, and the church world is harboring. They're harboring it. And that's a very, very dangerous time to be in, especially after seeing what happened in 2020, 2021, and coming into 2022. Many people left here prematurely, and there were people who are alive right now thought they would have opportunity to let it go, and they didn't. And this person has an opportunity to let it go. And there are some of us, we still think we have time to let it go, and we have not. My next question I was going to ask is, what do you do when a person who didn't let it go and the person who's alive, they didn't let it go, they didn't let it go. The person who, both of them were alive, the person who, and this person is dead, and the other person is alive, the person that's alive kept asking the person that died to forgive me, and they didn't let it go. Now, that's a painful situation. You died holding on to the fugitive and thinking you have time, but I'm gonna ride it out. See, you have people that want to ride out a situation and think you have time enough to let it go. When at any time, people are leaving here and dropping dead. So we must be able to drop whatever that someone mentioned, that strong man, the hardness of the heart, so that you can be liberated and free. If that's you tonight, and you're listening in, and you haven't examined your heart, and if you have examined your heart, whatever it is that you act, you holding on to, let it go. I learned that there's an altar, put that gift on the altar and put that flesh under subjection and open that mouth and release the projection and let that thing go so God can heal you, deliver you, and set you free on tonight. Amen. I bless the Lord for the people of God on tonight. All right, we're going to pray for that individual and that family, and almost it's a very critical time for that person who's in their final stages, things are going on. So we have to pray. I too, like Mother Sidney said, that's a burden. You can feel it. Person, you love the person years and years. You still say you love them, but you're holding on, and you know they're leaving here. You know at any moment they're going to be gone. All right, let me pray. All right, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father, we thank you for today. We thank you for the question. We thank you for the heart. We thank you for the power Thank you for the glory. We thank you for your presence over this person's life. And in the name of Jesus, angels of the living God, go into the household, the residence. And God, you minister unto this person who's standing and holding on to this issue in their life, knowing that the person that they've been with all of these years, they have not let it go. Father, we ask in the name of Jesus, turn their heart to you, God. We bind the end of the enemy, thieves, deliver them and set them free. Lord, let these latter days be a transition into the greater. That, Lord, in this latter time, they can enjoy the rest of the whatever time they have left. And even God, turn the heart of this person around. You said in Proverbs 21:1, the keen heart is in the hand of the Lord. As the river turning, you turn it whichever way you desire. God, I ask that you turn the heart. And we decree it done now in Jesus' name. And now, God, if there's anybody on this conference line tonight listening in, Blog Talk Radio from around the world, that's holding on to unforgiveness in their heart in any area, in the name of Jesus, God, you minister to them tonight. You minister to them in the hour, the second. Minister to them right now, God, that they release themselves of the issue that they're holding on to. In the name of Jesus. And Father, we thank you for it right now. We give you praise, glory, and honor. And it is so in Jesus' name. Thank God. Amen. Amen. All right, people of God, bless you on tonight. If you want a copy of tonight's teaching and the word of God that was shared tonight by way of the questions and comments, we want to give you an opportunity to do that. If you're holding on, let it go. Free yourself of it. The book, Love, the Encounter with Wisdom, The Secret of Her, we only weeks away from it coming out. And then we're moving straight into the next book. We're going to be moving into that. We thank you all so much. Thank you, Pastor and Teacher, Prophetess Patricia Davis. Thank you so much. Thank you, Mother Sydney. Thank you, each and every one of you all here. I may not call your name, so please, let me not even start calling names. Thank you, Kingdom Leader. Thank you, man. Thank you, woman. I appreciate you tonight. Thank God for you all. Now, if you want to be a blessing to the ministry, we are in our Family Value Conference 2022. We're in the final 2 weeks of it. We'd love to see you in the place, in the building, October the 28th through the 30th. That's my birthday weekend as well. My official birthday will be on the 31st. That will be that Monday. So we will be doing and enjoying ourselves with our friends and our colleagues that will be coming in Friday night. Pastor Eugene Fears, Saturday morning, Pastor and Teacher, Pastor Jesse Williams, that Saturday night, Mother Ellen Allen, wife of the late Bishop Rand Allen, Sunday morning, Reflection. So how about our friends and colleagues, those of you who are going to be there, going to give reflection and share. Also, you can reach out to Ella Hunter, Elder Hunter, if you want to be a blessing. Administrator Brian, are you still there? How you can reach out to Elder Hunter if you're not. If you're from one city, one town, wherever you're at, he'll give you more details of what they're trying to do. Amen. Whatever they try to do, I'm looking forward to it, and I'm not in their business. Amen. So, Administrator Richard Bryan, are you still there? Woman of God tonight?
Yes, sir. Amen.
All right. Administrator Bryan, going to share with the people of God. Elder Hunter is another one. They're going to tell you all what to do. And what I'm going to do, if you want to share with the people and tell them, I'm going to hang up. So I'm going to jump off the line. My last voice is going to be the last voice you're going to hear, Administrator Bryan, Elder Hunter. I'm getting off, people of God, okay? Love you all tremendously. Be blessed. Administrator Bryan, you can have it right now. And Elder Hunter, y'all can come in, okay? Bless you, people of God. Thank you for your questions, comments, and statements on tonight. We appreciate you. It's in your hand, Administrator Richard Bryan.
Yes, sir.
And Elder Hunter.
Just a quick reminder, if you want to make your hotel reservations, the Holiday Inn Express, Crestwood, Illinois, and that number is 708-597-3330. Ask for the Family Values Conference Block or FAM Conference Block. And tonight at midnight is the last night. You can, a business card is $25.
half page is $50, a full page is $100, is all in color. And you can give us a call at 877-912-2027. You can text us at 334-440-6152, or you can email us at LaronMatthewsMinistry@gmail.com. If you have my personal cell phone number, you can text me, call me as well. Also, that's it. If you have any questions, just give us a call, 877-912-2027, or text 444-0-6152, or email us at LaronMatthewsMinistry@gmail.com. Put a hand in your hands.
Brothers and sisters in Christ, intercessors and warriors in the field, we thank God for you all tonight. Remember, keep our overseer lifted up in prayer. Let's pray for each other. Man, remember the conference you've heard about it, you're going to continue to hear about it till it's over. I want to remind everyone on the line, if you can, please, we have a specific goal in mind. We're looking for God to bless the people, make the conference a great success. We know it's going to be. But that said, dear Heavenly Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, before you right now, children humble themselves before your throne. We thank you, oh God, for bringing us through the day to this time and place. We ask that you continue to watch over us and our families, oh God. That's our going out and our coming in. And let us keep you in the forefront of our minds and our thoughts, oh God, that we may give you honor and the glory which is already thine. Use us, oh God. We're empty. Fill us up with your glory, oh God. Let us be able to stand, oh God, and move forward into the enemy camp and take back what he has taken from us. We need these requests in your hands, the hands of work of all things out well, because we know you're not a man that you should not know some man that you need to repent. You will do these things, we decree and declare in Jesus' precious name. Amen. And as the overseer always say, long in your court is our prayer. Go with God and be blessed.
Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Ministries and LaRon Matthews Ministries presents the Family Values Conference 2022.
Family Values Conference 2022.
And the 55th birthday celebration for Dr. LaRon Matthews, Ph.D. October 28th through 30th, 2022 at RFPIM, 231 East 146th Street, Harvey, Illinois.
This year's theme,
Excelling the Family for the Kingdom Purpose. Family Values Conference 2022. Your MC, Brother Norris Thompson, radio personality at Rejoice 102.3 FM, WYCA, Chicago, Illinois.
It kicks off Friday night, October 28th at 7 p.m.
Pastor Eugene Beers Jr., Redeem Enrichment Ministries, Joliet, Illinois,
October 29th, 2022.
Saturday morning, the workshop. It begins at 10 a.m. until noon. Backed by popular demand, Bishop Jesse M. Williams Jr., Deliverance Center Church, Chicago, Illinois. Saturday night at 7 p.m. Evangelist Ellen Allen, New Bethel Bountiful Blessings Ministry, Toledo, Ohio,
Sunday morning, October 30th,
2022, at 11 a.m., A Time of Reflections, Apostle Greg Jacobs, Greg Jacobs Ministries, Chicago, Illinois,
Bishop Kenneth Franklin,
Christ for Everyone Ministries, Incorporated, Chicago Heights, Illinois, Apostle Maurice and Prophetess Eugenie Simmons,
Restoration and Truth Ministries,
Newport News, Virginia.
For more information, call 877-912-2027 or 708-825-1927.
Or email us at LaronMatthewsMinistries@gmail.com. That's LaronMatthewsMinistries@gmail.com. No registration fee. Everyone is welcome. October 28th through 30th, 2022. The Family Values Conference at RFPIM, 231 East 146th Street, Harvey, Illinois. We welcome you and want to see you there.